respect. Respecting yourself, your opponents, your adversaries, people across the table, your teammates. Simply respect everyone. Today more than ever, we need authentic leadership, individuals that are willing to put everything on the line for the individuals that they serve, to be responsive, to be caring, and to be sincere. My name is Pat Bosco. I had the pleasure of serving as a university administrator for over 50 years, recognizing that students, faculty, staff, alumni, parents are critically important to an organization that wants to move forward in an authentic, sincere way. My first housing director, Tom Friff, was a remarkable residence life administrator. He had one specific rule, and that's respect everyone. He felt that if residents and students and staff simply respected everyone, we wouldn't need a housing contract, we wouldn't need rules and regulations in the residence halls. That simple commitment to what Aretha Franklin made as a big hit was critically important. And I think about that. As we respect those prepare to be opponents, how we're good sportsmen, making sure that we respect everyone, that their energy, the position that they put themselves in. I always referred to our university president as president. I look and make sure that if a person's a doctor, that I refer to them as doctor. I always take the title as important. I respect the position. When I have a new employee, it was always respecting them. The minute we hired that individual, they were given the responsibility and authority to do a job, and we respected that. You can only lose respect. People say, well, you have to earn it. I always felt like I respected everyone initially. And you could, through your actions and your words, lose that respect. But initially, you've got my respect. Respect is the chemistry that builds organizational trust. It puts you in a position to provide ownership. And no one can be lost and enhanced by your actions and your words. So as we think in terms of how we bring groups together, far more than anything else, let's begin by respecting each and every individual. That's what America is built on. That's what democracy is built on, the opportunity for every voice to be heard. And I think we're best when we give voices to those that have no voice in terms of respecting what they bring to the table. Nothing more speaks to respect than being present. To recognize Aretha Franklin's motto of respect. We need that more than ever today. A nun in Wichita once said that the greatest psychological hug you can give another human being is to listen to them. I think being present has a powerful opportunity for us to respect one another, to ensure that we are doing everything we can to be present in the moment. As we think today more than ever, if we're in a meeting and the cell phone is on the table and we're looking at our cell phone, we're certainly communicating to the group that we'd rather be someplace else. If we're spending time texting while other people are talking, that indicates very clearly we're not present. I think that's critically important in today's society as we harness technology, that we think about being present. The Zoom sessions that we're on, it's important that we do everything we can not to multitask. We've given these opportunities to communicate like never before. Let's take advantage of them. That as we think about this whole business of respecting one another, putting ourselves to be present and building relations and making a difference. As we listen, as we interact, now more than ever, being present is critically important as we attempt to bring organizations forward, maximize individual success and growth.